We're on a journey, we're on a trip with our children, with our grandchildren, together, trying to cross over what the Ramchal calls Harei Choshech V'Givos Ha'afela, mountains of darkness, hills of cloudiness, of darkness. And we're just finishing a piece from the Ramchal. It's Erev Lag Baomer, and we're learning one of the deepest secrets of who we are and what this generation is about. We're the neshamas that are Michelkos Shemashiach. We're the neshamas of the end of time. And Hashem has given us special assignments. And we're going to Mitzvah Hashem learn next week a little bit from the Lashem, Suskin Aleinu, about how it doesn't pay to be upset about the assignment that you have. My father used to always say that, Allah Shalom, just do what you have to do and don't krechs about it, don't complain. Just do what you have to do. So our assignment at the end of time, we have very nice living conditions for the most part. Life is good, but inside there's terrible, terrible suffering. So let's finish the piece in the Ramchal. And then to help understand the Ramchal, we're going to learn something amazing from another great Italian Makubo, the Rama, Rav Meir Azaria from Fano, the Rama Mipano. And then we're going to get ready to learn the Leshem for next week and to begin to learn some of the halachas. So I hope that you have it in front of you on your phone, your computer, that you printed it out. But at the end of the piece that we were learning from the Maimar HaGula, one of the chevra from Farakway, somebody told me that he couldn't get last Sunday's shiur on, I don't know where it is, or where it was, by YU Torah, or by Torah, anytime it wasn't up. So I just wanted to mention that maybe Yaakov could look into that. So, because he's following the Hemshech of Maimar HaGula that we're learning, and he said he couldn't get it last Sunday mornings. Okay, so let's finish the piece from the Maimar HaGula. I'm very gratified to hear that some chevra are actually learning the Sefer Maimar HaGula. It's Mashiach. It's Orish Mashiach, the whole Sefer. So Achata on page Chavdal in this edition from Rabbi Naiman, Achata afarish lechazah ha'inyin heitev v'tav inside gadol ma'ayd. So let me explain this to you very well, and you're going to understand the great secret. Kikam in the shamas hein mu'ushakais miyomim kadmoinim. Some of the greatest neshamas, as we learned last week, some of the greatest neshamas they are suffering, they're oppressed, tormented. From the very, very beginning. You look in footnote Tzadik Beis, there's this ending of the Neshamas Ha'ashukais, the oppressed and suffering souls. This is the inyan of the sin of Adam Rishon and the cataclysmic yirida that caused for the neshamas that were all contained within him. Some neshamas ended up in lower places than others. And some of the greatest neshamas, as we've been talking about, the neshamas especially of David HaMelech and the whole stalsus of that chain of David HaMelech till Mashiach, but other great neshamas, very exalted neshamas that are neshamas hashukais, that are trapped in the darkest terrains, domains of those hills of darkness. From the beginning of time, since the chait of Adam Rishon, that can only be rescued by those who are going to be able to go into such places of Tahim Rabba, the darkest places. That are common neshamas yikaros hashukah shama meshach hadaros ad zman hagul until the time of the final redemption. These neshamas are trapped. They're suffering and they're waiting. The neshamas hashukahs. we see that, I'm only going to mention this a little bit because it's such a big Indian, it's a little bit dangerous to talk about. And when Rav Kook spoke about it, and the Baal Shem Tov spoke about it, and was Isaac and these things, so people that didn't learn this far were getting very upset. But it is important to mention that I think that many of you know that even individuals in history who are particularly evil, who got completely derailed and off track, such as Shabbosai Tzvi, Yimach Shem Hashem Rishayim Yerkov, such as the false Mashiach Shabbosai Tzvi, and long before him another false Mashiach, Eistai Ish, the one from Nazareth, that these were people, were neshamas that the Mekubalim understood were great and exalted neshamas. Rav Kook had so maligned and beaten up for speaking about the neshama of the one from Nazareth, from Nazareth. None of the tzaddikim were saying that they turned out well. But the fact is that the Baal Shem Tov was trying very hard to be Isaac and trying and rescuing the neshamas like Shabbosai Tzvi Yimach Shemo, and then Yaakov Frank Yimach Shemo, terrible Rishayim, also a false Mashiach Jacob Frank, terrible Rishayim. And the Baal Shem Tov was Isaac with these neshamas that he tried. Just as we spoke about 3 weeks ago, how the Rebbe Reb Meilich and the Rebbe Reb Zusha went as far as Auschwitz, you remember? And they couldn't go. They couldn't enter into that place of Auschwitz. They were trying also to be Isaac in the Pidyon Neshamas, Pidyon Nefashas, to somehow turn the darkness into light and to rescue Neshamas Hashukas that were in these places, those times. We don't know these things, but we know that there are many stories of tzaddikim that were Isaac with Neshamas, that had a big Isaac with Neshamas. And we're not doing so well with our own neshamas, you know. So it's with other neshamas, but the Baal Shem Tov, other big tzaddikim, Yechidei HaDoros, Rabbi Nachman, they spent an unbelievable amount of time with the neshamas that were suffering there as a result of their sins. Neshamas from the beginning. We don't understand this whole inyan, but as far as having a little bit of an insight in our level of what's happening as the final days are winding down towards Mashiach, and the neshamas, all the neshamas have to be freed, have to be liberated. The kitzvei haharim ha'ela, these neshamas that are mushakas, that are tormented from the beginning, from Adam HaRishon's fall into the chait. The kitzvei haharim ha'ela, at the end of these mountains of darkness. Asher lo yotzum yisham ad hayoyim hazeh, and they haven't been able to leave until this day. They rove his garbus hatumah hamizgaberus kenegdan, because of the unbelievable tumah that is mizgaberus kenegdan, that is standing against them. And bal yitnu es hanlot says, and they're not able to leave. Vehein as tzidais lot says, terem geula hazeinu, but they will be freed. And they will leave before the final redemption, before Mashiach ben David. They will be freed. They'll be able to leave. So Ramchal asks, how will they be able to leave if they haven't been able to escape until now? Remember this whole sefer, My Magula, which is on the subject of the Pekida and the Zechira, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. So because of the great powerful light of the final Pekida, in Mitzrayim was the first Pekida, we were talking about that, the first awakening, the first remembrance, when Yosef HaTzadik was sent down before by Yaakov. Yaakov is Teferis, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef is Yesod, Tzadik Yesod Olam, Tikkun HaBris. That was the Pekida in Mitzrayim. But that Pekida and the Zechira that led to the redemption of the Jewish people from Mitzrayim was not the final Pekida, nor the final Zechira. Therefore, during the long years of history, we had to go through different Goliaths until the end. And now at the end, the time of Pekida has arrived, and there's a powerful light of Yosef HaTzadik that is shining into the world. This is very connected to the month of Iyar. It's a big Asik, and again, it's a little bit controversial. People get upset when they don't understand these inyanim. But the month of Iyar, the certain signs of the Pekida that are very powerful in the month of Iyar, that when I say them, they're right away going to be some people that don't understand. And they have a mitzvah to be down the kafzchus. I'm not talking about politics. But the fact is that there were signs of a tremendous Pekida that took place in 1948, with the celebration of that by many wonderful Jews, by our brothers and sisters, and many of those who are right now here, that the celebration is called in the secular world Yom HaAtzmaut, which, since people are, unfortunately, most people are in a place of Kleine Kapelach, I don't think I have to translate what that means. There's no real good translation in English. Small-minded people who are not in the sugya of trying to understand things in a bigger way, or they were exposed to certain things. So the whole inyan of that day is parades and Jewish pride, and bedecking your house and your shul with flags, all of that stuff. They should all be bruchim yiyu, bruchim yiyu. They love Jews and they love Eretz Yisrael, and bruchim yiyu. And whoever does that, they certainly have tzaddikim and rosh yeshivas, people that they are following, and bruchim yiyu. But I'm talking about the pnimius ta'inyan. I'm not talking about parades. I'm talking about, why is it that in the month of Iyar, there's the light of a certain pekida that took place. And there are those who will not accept this as being the light of pekida. But it seems very clear to me that there was a great awakening. It's not complete by any means, but something took place, a tremendous, tremendous opening took place of Daidi Sholach Yodai Min HaChor, that our beloved's hand went through the opening, from the opening, the door in Shir HaShir, which my Rebbe of Salvation, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, spoke about in one of his magnificent Mamorim, the opportunities that we had over time. And the opportunity that was there in 1948 with a tremendous Pekida, with the light of Yosef HaTzadik in Eretz Yisrael. And we have a long history of batching up opportunities that come our way, individually and collectively. And Rav Soloveitchik, who definitely identified in his later years, in the second half of his life, definitely did identify with Tzionut, with Zionism. Not in the first part of his life, but in the second part of his life, he certainly did. But he saw also that there was an unbelievable awakening. He didn't use the terminology of the Ramchal that we're talking about, but that's definitely what he's talking about in that famous Maimer. And the knocking, the kol doidi doyfek, the knocking of my beloved, and the feeling that we had, and that was pulsating in the world at that time, that something had changed and that there was a shift from golus towards redemption, and that was in the month of Iyar, on the fifth day of Iyar. Again, I'm not saying how one should celebrate or not celebrate that day. I leave that up to the kleine kabbalah who like to tumble over those things. The month of Iyar is also Pesach Sheni. And the whole inyan, the Or of Pesach Sheni, what that means, that we just had Erev Shabbos, Pesach Sheni. The Or of Pesach Sheni, which is the Atzmus Yosef, those who metapel in taking the bones of Yosef HaTzadik out of Mitzrayim, and they were Tmeim LeNefesh Odom, the Odom is Yosef HaTzadik, and the whole inyan of a Pesach Sheni, or Pesach Sheni is. Also, that his iris of the Or of Yosef HaTzadik, of the Pekida. And then, of course, is Lag BaOmer, the Yontif of Pnimius of Rabbi Shimon. And then there's also, again, a day that, I'm not talking about politically, but it was the Shechur, the, It was the freeing of Yerushalayim took place in the month of Iyar in 1967. Which again, it's not an issue here of Yom Yerushalayim, Halal or not Halal. That's not my inyan to talk about. I never talk about those things. Because no matter what you say, you're always going to get people upset, and it's the Klinik Kepelech that get to work on those things. But the inyan of the Geula, of the Shechur of Yerushalayim, that many, many wonderful Jews who do not have it on their calendar enjoy by being at the Kaisel and by being in Yerushalayim, is another day in the month of Iyar, which is the transition from the beginning of redemption till Maimon HaSinai, when there was a meeting of the higher world and the lower world, which is the need of Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, which is the complete and total redemption of the Jewish people. That the Gula of Pesach will finally be completed, because Pesach was an incomplete redemption. So even though there was a Pekida and Zechira in Mitzrayim, and we were taken out physically, And therefore, ever since then, we're saying Zeichel Yisias Mitzrayim. But the Geula is not finished until Mashiach ben David comes. It was the beginning of Geula. It's not the end. And we're living now during the final stages of the Pekida, of the end, of the final redemption. And that's why there's such an inyan, such a historius of return to Eretz Yisrael and to reestablish our own sovereignty in Eretz Yisrael, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. And to not tolerate our enemies, whether they're the Yishmaelim or from Bnei Esav, who are trying to drive us away from our land. It's no longer something which is tolerated by Jews. It will not be allowed by Jews. And it will never happen. The Jews should be driven away. And it's all part of what even happened in Gush Katif with Erel Olenu, Jews who themselves forced Jews to leave. It's all part of what's happening now at the end of time, and it's very, very deep sugya. It's all part of the Pekida that we're going through, and it's all the union of Yosef HaTzadik, the Shlichus of the Tzadik at the end of time. So there's a very powerful light, Ela B'Revois Ha'or Alein B'Pekida Teitzana. So these neshamas, just like Eretz Yisrael has been liberated, it was in the hands of Tumah for so many years. Eretz Yisrael was in the hands of the Tmeim for so many years. Ottomans, British, Anafkimina, Muslims, Eretz Yisrael is in the hands of Tumah, very, very deep and dark Tumah. Until recently. And the Revois Ha'or Alein B'Pekida Teitzana, but there's a great and powerful light after the Holocaust. It really began to leak into the world before. But in earnest, after the Holocaust, the powerful light of Pekida, of Pekid Hashem, is Amud Hashem, remembered his people. Revois Ha'or Alein B'Pekida Teitzana. The Pekida, the powerful light of Pekida is present in the world, but everything exists in a way of Zelum HaZel Asar Lokim, and there's a Koch of Tumah that's fighting against Yosef HaTzadik, and there's Me'erev Rav, the Koiches of the Erev Rav, that the Grod, the Goyin, spoke so much about, and Sram talks so much about, that even amongst Jews, there's such a fight against the or of Mashiach coming to the world, which is also a painful subject, the whole sugi of the Erev Rav that left with us when we went out of Mitzrayim, and are still with us. So Jews fighting against Jews. Jews are themselves are the cause of the light not being able to move from the Pekida to the Zechira. But the Ramchal is saying, Ki oz yeh medalik hatzadik she'amarti. If you want to see more on the inyan of Iyar, and to understand it in Pnimius, I would strongly recommend my dear friend, Rav Reuven Sasson, who has written this from Tal Lechai, and Bor Panacha, that there was a maimer that just came out from him on the inyan of Iyar. I don't know, I know that there's a way to get that. I'm sure that somebody who's on here right now, I don't know how to do that, but it's possible to get. Shlomo Kamerli knows how to get it, and Kovi Fleischman. Avi Holshander says that he can get it to the Chevra. It's something that needs to be learned by Oymek. We should learn it together. Mr. Shem will be back together in person. But it's on the whole Inyan of moving from Pesach through Iyar and getting to Maamad HaSinai. So this time of Iyar is a powerful, powerful time of Pekida. I've been Nisan Nigol, I've been Nisan Asid and Nigol. Nisan itself is part of a unit that's called Nisan Iyar Sivan. So this one talk about the Shem Shmuel Avinez. It's a lot of said can talk about this Inyan of Pesach, of Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan. It's an entire unit. It's the time of the beginning of Geula and of Pekida and then Schira. So what happens during the Revaisa or Alain Bepkida Tetsana? So with the powerful light of Pekida, these neshamas are going to be able to leave. Now they're going to be able to leave, and the one that opens the door is Yosef HaTzadik, or the Jews who are the chassidim of Yosef HaTzadik. Now, as it is in all things of Kedusha, the chassidim of Yosef HaTzadik are disguised as the opposite of Yosef HaTzadik. That's in general how espionage is conducted. So when Eli Cohen, Hashem should avenge his blood, had to go to Damascus, we still don't have his body, right? I don't think they still didn't send his body. So when he went to Damascus, so here you have a nice Tyrian, and he had to go as the opposite of who he was to be able to infiltrate into the highest places over there in the Tumah of the Rishoyim, of the Ishmaelim. So Davka, the Jews who are working with Yosef HaTzadik and are sent as Sanchanim on this espionage mission that takes them to the mountains of darkness, the Davka Mislabesh, not as Sadikim Gemurah. They're not dressed in the clothing of the best boys in yeshiva and the best girls in seminary. They're not dressed in the clothing of Tzadikim Gemurah. Their inyan is that they suffer and struggle terribly, davka with the aveira that Yosef HaTzadik had to overcome, that inyan of Yosef HaTzadik. They struggle terribly with this inyan. And their avaida is in that place of their fight with the Mida within the world of Yesod, to be able to do tshuva, to be able to come back. And through their tshuva, they're able to bring out the neshamas ha'ashukas. In other words, they themselves are michelka shem Mashiach, and then neshamas ha'ashukas, they're tormented souls. They're tormented souls. I spent a good part of my life talking to this chavra. They're tormented, very beautiful, remarkable souls. You have to be careful how you talk to them, how you treat them. Regarding such people, it says in Pasuk, Al tigu b'mishichai. Don't tamper with my Mashiachim. Don't mistreat my Mashiachim. They were sent into this world with a special mission, and they're suffering a great deal from that. Ki oz yim medalik hatzadik she'amarti. Because then, with the great light of the Pekida, the tzaddik that I spoke about, which is Yosef HaTzaddik, which is Yesod, which is Davke, the Inyan of Tikkun HaBris. Tikkun HaBris, Tikkun HaKloli. To be stuck in this Inyan. Because we have tzaddikim from the generations who are identified in particular, like the Ari HaKadosh and the Gra, they're tzaddikim that in particular were identified as being leaders of this world. Again, it's a very big Indian. But ki oziya medalegat sadik shamati al kol ha'or. Kol HaGvoyis. Then the tzaddik that I spoke about, Yosef HaTzaddik, the light of Yosef HaTzaddik, the Pekida, will be able to cross over all of those mountain ranges of darkness. It's not a pleasure to be in those places. It's not a pleasure at all to be in those places. And when we sometimes see our children and other Jews going through those places, we're of course terrified if they're going to survive. And when people, obviously, when people are afraid, they make all kinds of mistakes. And how we deal with these neshamas. Listen, Yosef's brothers didn't understand him either. So we're not alone. And Yosef's brothers mistreated him as well. So it's an inyan that we have been dealing with for a long time, misunderstanding Yosef HaTzaddik. As it says that they didn't recognize him. V'hem lo hikiruhu. They didn't recognize who Yosef was. And Yosef himself made himself as a stranger. He made himself a stranger to them. And therefore the brothers were standing right in front of Yosef and they didn't know who was there. And even though Yosef knew his brothers, but he couldn't show himself for who he really was. I just had a boy on Thursday who was screaming and crying to me about how his parents don't know how great he wants to be. His parents don't know who he really wants to be. He says, my parents are wonderful people. They just don't get me. They don't get me. And that's all I could think about was, he recognizes his parents, but they don't recognize him. And he's Isaac and all kinds of things of this sugya with Yosef HaTzad. And he's crying out. He wants to be recognized by his parents, but he can't yet reveal his true identity. We all know people like this. Some of you that are there, we're in that parasha. You got out. And who knows who you took out with you. But they're in this parasha, and they don't know how, because they're acting out crazy stuff. They're doing crazy things. And they don't know why their parents are not thrilled with them. How can I be thrilled with you? You got thrown out of yeshiva. You're on drugs. You're messing with the this girl. You're doing all these kind of things. You're making your brothers and sisters' lives miserable. V'chulu v'chulu v'chulu, and the kids crying out to be recognized. So sometimes there's a rabbi that recognizes him. Sometimes there's a special friend that recognizes him, and another adult that recognizes him, and so on. But for the most part, Yosef goes unrecognized. And it's hard to recognize Yosef. It's hard to recognize Yosef. He doesn't look. I mean, Yosef HaTzaddik himself was Mesalsel B'Sar. His brothers didn't understand like why he was curling his hair. So you have Yosef standing right in the same room with Yehuda. Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David in the same room. They don't recognize that it's Yosef HaTzaddik. He's wearing a good disguise. He's disguised as the opposite of Yosef HaTzaddik. He's disguised as the anti-Tzaddik, the guy that was thrown out of yeshiva, thrown even out of his home. Chas v'chalil. He's the anti-tzaddik. In the eyes of the world, he's against everything that tzaddik represents. Just like in the eyes of his brothers, Yosef was the opposite of the tzaddik. So he goes down to Egypt. He goes down to Mitzrayim. Yes, so they throw him down to Mitzrayim. And over there, he's doing the undercover work. Well, he's handling over there, and when his brothers came to look for him, they were looking in the Beis Zionist, by the Zionist, the Shuk of Zionist, they're looking where the women were, for the anti-Tzaddik, for the one who they saw as being the opposite of the Tzaddik. And in the meantime, he's in a place of the Mamish, the palace of Tuma, trying to work things out for everybody else in the family. It's an unbelievable Maisa, and it's our Maisa. And what happens to the tzaddik? She says, "Al kol harma kol gvoyis, asher nimsu sham han neshama sahena, ubagiyoy sham." And when he reaches that place of the Tohim Merab of unbelievable darkness, when the tzaddik that was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Yaakov Avinu and so on, somebody sent a note here that says, "Today is Eli Cohen's Yahrzeit." And I came to my head. I didn't see it in any book or anything like that. That's funny. Yeah? No. So I guess he wanted his name to be mentioned. That's very sweet. Listen, he was killed. He was killed on Kiddush Hashem. It's not a small thing. I wonder how you knew. How did anybody who sent that? How do you know that? How do you know that? Okay. Ubagiyo Sham. Lochu on the Shama is army men of a kol gadol ma'ayid. And when this who appears to be the opposite of the tzaddik, but he's really one of Yosef HaTzaddik's chevron, when he goes to that place of the Neshamas HaShukos, when he raids the jail, and he gets down into the dungeon, down way, way underneath those mountains of darkness, and he goes over there, and these Neshamas are locked up. And he takes them from there, and with the koach of Yosef HaTzaddik, of Yesod, I have on this same phone that I'm talking to now, there's one of these tzaddikim that today he sent the number. I don't have it right in front of me. I don't want to lose you if I press the button, but it's 400 plus days that he's completely clean in the union of Yosef HaTzaddik. A single, very chosh of a young man, 400 days plus, as if the many times of failing in terrible ways, and telling me when he, and sending to me the times that he failed, and I'm coming back, and now it's 400 plus, clean. So we don't know, nobody knows, that he let me in on this little secret of his Muhammad that tried to give him a little chizuk, but nobody knows. And nobody knows what cell doors he's been opening during this time. What unbelievable yeshuas he's bringing to neshama sashukas, to souls who have been suffering for thousands of years. B'kachahu teitzenem yisham, and b'kachahu. There are neshamas that are mechelkam Mashiach, that are now babies, that are children growing up, that are going to be with us with Mashiach Tzekeinu, that are the most powerful neshamas, the likes of which we have never ever seen, such neshamas. Mechelkam Mashiach, such big, big, unbelievable people that are now playing around in the gun someplace, probably getting into trouble. Big, big, big people. But the tzaddik can't stay there for a long time. Because since Sof Kol Sof, we're not there yet. So it's these Jews, they go to those places of darkness, but they themselves must get out. Like when there's a mission, when there's a raid, and the Sanchanim or whoever, the guys have to go into that place, they grab whatever neshamas they can, get out. They run. So these Jews have to get out. They have to do tshuva. They have to get out. Kiterem targish haklipa tzarech shatzadik kvar cholof holachlai. Before the klipa sees that the jails are getting emptied, so to speak, why doesn't the klipa see how we're not going to all these things? But there still is a time element, a factor of time to get out. We learned last week that Mashiach is going to come, the Or Mashiach ben David, won't have to be with a rush, everything's going to be nice and slow. But the Tzanchanim can't hang around in those places too long, they got to get out, and they have to take with them these neshamas. So when the Tzanchanim do tshuva, they themselves think about Hashem and try to start saying brachas and putting on tefillin, and try to keep a cheshbon of how many days they're clean from their inyanim, and work to get out, so they grab the shamas and they run out. the Teda. You should know, Kirov and Neshama Seila, Haim bin Eidorish al Mashiach. Most of these Neshamas, the Neshamas that are there, have been waiting until our time, until Dorish al Mashiach. Kvayadat al Amanikra bin Eidor, the Neshamas, Ach Neshamas Gam Kenacheres Gedolus Moitate Senem and Hazman Ahu, Bahala, Beaton the Stakin, Vliasailam Boer Rabba Vatsuma. And there are many neshamas, great, great neshamas, great exalted souls that still have to leave, the Ramchal says. And they're going to leave, and they're going to be elevated and repaired. And the whole world is going to shine with tremendous and powerful light from these neshamas. So, you have, I think, I know that Moshe David sent it a few weeks ago. You should have a page that says on top, Maimer Chakor Din. It's from the Sefer Asor Ma'amoris from the Ramami panel. We'll just be able to get started. It's probably not so smart to get up. Okay, but we'll start a little bit. Let me know if any of you have this page. You see it? It's there? It says on the Maimer Chakor Din. And if you have it? No? Shalom, do you have it? Yaakov Shmuckel, you have it?
Yeah, it's on the Maimer Kumis chat. I just reposted it. I'll put it here.
It was reposted. So we'll just get started. It was reposted on the chat. So let's just try to read a few of the words. This is like, you know, I learned this, this Maimer Chakor Din, I learned this around 15, 16 years ago. And I was wondering, when would I ever have an opportunity to share this with anyone? So, that's now. Ashreim lebalei tshuva. The tzaddik begins with the words, Ashreim lebalei tshuva. How fortunate are the balei tshuva. Now, he's... You know, we use the word Baal Tshuva for somebody that you know, grew up not religious and became religious. He's talking about old-fashioned Baal Tshuva. The type that sent me the thing about 400 days plus. In other words, that went to yeshiva and was raised from. And that has gone into darkness. Not to say that the other Baal Tshuva are not part of this whole picture. They are. That's also an amazing thing. It's not, but you know, the other ones, the ones that were not religious at all. That means that somebody got them out. They were freed by somebody. The Baal Tshuva of our generation that were not from at all. They were raised like, you know, whatever, in the middle of nowhere. And the parents didn't give them any Yiddishkeit. These are, those of you, all of you know many Jews like that. These are big, big neshamas. These are the beneficiaries. These are the ones who got out of the jails because of the other chevra, the ones that went to yeshiva. They were liberated. Therefore, it's especially important that they have, that those Jews, what we call nowadays the BTs, the Baal Tshuva, that they be especially kind to the kids that are off the derech, especially kind. Because they're the ones that got you out. So don't give them a hard time, and it might be one of your kids. Because these things can work out with generations from one to the other. So be careful with what you're doing and how you treat them. Especially the chevra that were not from and they got out. That's the Niv Hat Racha Kamoicha and the whole Maisa with Hillel and Shammai with that person who was going to convert on one leg. That something was done for you, and you have to be grateful for that and make sure to be tolerant and to help the others who are going through what you went through. So those of you who are not from, and something got into you, some Mishigas that got into your head that you wanted to become from, and you got out from the mountains of darkness. It means that there was somebody that got you out of there. Someone got you out of there. I'm not talking about the nice Kiruv professional or the Chabadska who invited you for Shabbos. Those are wonderful tzaddikim that helped you once you already got out. I'm talking about who opened the cell. Because the place of your cell is much deeper and darker than any of those nice people were Isaac and those tzaddikim were Isaac. Somebody got you out. Ashreim l'bali tshuva. But the Rama Mipanu is talking about old-fashioned bali tshuva, meaning people that were raised with Yiddishkeit and they know about Yiddishkeit and they got messed up. They got fablonged along the way. Ashreim l'bali tshuva. Kilamichya sholchem elokim. Kilamichya sholchem elokim. Do those words sound familiar to anybody? Who said kilamichya shalachani elokim? Yosef Atzadik. His brothers, like after the whole Ma'aseh got, you know, after the whole revelation of any Yosef, so his brothers, you know, oh, sorry, you know, hope you didn't take it personally. And Yosef HaTzadik says, "Va'ata al te'atzu va'yicha b'neicha ki lemichya shalachani lekim." So Yosef HaTzadik says to his brothers, "Don't feel bad. Ki lemichya shalachani elokim aleicha. Hashem has sent me. Hashem sent me to give you life. That's what we're talking about." Yosef HaTzadik says, "Ki lemichya shalachani elokim aleichem." Ki lemichya shalachani elokim. Now that's not the exact pasuk. What's the exact lashon? Ki lemichya shalachani elokim. To Mitzrayim, Yosef HaTzadik was sent to give life. You get the chumash. I know all of you know the end of the pasuk, but you're on mute, so give me a second. I find it. Oh, So it says at the end of Bereshis, "Vayelchu gamecha v'yipul l'fanav yom hineinu chalavodim." You know, you could take us as slaves. You could take us as slaves. We're finished. You know, Abba has died. I guess it's payback time now. We're in big trouble. "Vayomer lehem Yosef al tirau kesach es elokim ani." Who am I? Am I in place of God? "Va'atem chashavtem alai ro." You conspired against me. You had thoughts against me. "Elokim chashav l'tayva." Hashem had a different chesed with me. "Laman asay kayem azel lahachyos amrav." "Laman asay kayem azel lahachyos amrav." I was sent here lahachyos amrav. Lahachyos amrav, to give life to la amrav. Not only lahachyos amrav over there in Mitzrayim. Lahachyos Amrav. And earlier, that's at the end, but then earlier when you had when they met in Vayigash, that's in Vayichi. So he says, "Vayomer Yosef el achav gishuna elav yigoshu v'yomer ani Yosef achicha meshemachatam oisim Mitzrayim." I'm Yosef that you sold to Mitzrayim. "Va'ata al te'otzu v'ayicha b'neichem ki mechatam oisihena ki lemichya shlachani elokim lifneichem." Not elechem, lifneichem. I'm sorry, you all trying to scream out, lifneichem. You sent me, Hashem sent me lifneichem. Before you, with Nechem. V'yishlacheni Elokim lefnechem lo'osum lachem sheiris ba'aretz u'lahachyaz lachem lefleita gedoyla. Sheiris, that the Jewish people should be able to survive. The sheiris, the final sheiris of all of Golos, the survivors of all of Golos who have been waiting for thousands of years. U'lahachyaz lachem lefleita gedoyla. Lefleita gedoyla, sheiris ha'fleita. Not just the Sheiris HaPleita that were waiting for food in Canaan, in Eretz Yisrael, but the Sheiris HaPleita of all of history. The Jews who were trapped, the Neshamas Ashukas that were imprisoned all of history are the Sheiris that he's talking about. Lostum Lachem Sheiris Ba'aretz, Lachachios Lachem LePleita Gedoyla. V'ata lo atem shlachtem asiheina, ki her Elokim. And Rasimeni love Leparo, and I became the opposite. I was disguised as the opposite. And then he goes at the end before he dies. He says again to the brothers, after the Halmaisa, Atim Chashaf my Rav Elkim Chashav LaTayvna. Laman Asay Kayyim Hazel Lahach Yis Amrav. Lahach Yis Amrav. That's what it's. The Ramami Fana was alluding to Ashrayim Lebalitshuva Kilamichya Sholcham Elokim Letaher Amakarmis Veshanafaisusha. Hashem sent the Balitshuva to the places to purify the places to where they were sent. All right, we'll pick up with the Ramami Fana when it's Hashem next Sunday. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful day. We should hear Sevas Tovas. We should be able to be together in person very, very soon. Bez Hashem. All my love.